Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, What You Should Know About Politics. Fourth edition, A Nonpartisan Guide to the Issues That Matter, is a current affairs reference book by Jessamine Conrad that explains the structure, arguments, and policy disputes shaping American politics. Written in an accessible, issue-by-issue format, it is designed for readers who want a broad political primer rather than a partisan manifesto. The book aims to clarify how electioneering, legislating, governing, and public debate work in practice, while also mapping the major policy arenas that dominate political conflict. Based on the available descriptions and reviews, the fourth edition continues the book's central purpose, helping readers understand the terminology, institutions, and recurring controversies that frame contemporary political life. Its value lies in breadth and organization, giving readers a compact way to orient themselves across topics such as voting, campaign finance, civil liberties, the economy, healthcare, education, and the environment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a broad primer on how American politics actually operates. The book's first major strength is its attempt to explain the machinery of politics itself, not just the policy outcomes. Rather than assuming readers already understand the difference between campaigning, lawmaking, and governing, Conrad treats these as distinct parts of a political system with its own incentives and constraints. That makes the book useful for readers who can follow news coverage but still struggle to see how an election message becomes legislation, or why public support does not always translate into policy action. By starting with the basic mechanics of political life, the book creates a framework that helps readers interpret later issue debates more accurately. This structural emphasis is important because many political books jump directly into ideology or advocacy. Conrad instead focuses on literacy, knowing how institutions, electoral strategy, and political negotiation shape outcomes before those outcomes are discussed on substance. Secondly, issue-based coverage of major policy conflicts across the American agenda. A defining feature of the book is its wide survey of the central issues that recur in American political debate. Available descriptions indicate coverage of the economy, income inequality, military and foreign policy, energy, the environment, education, healthcare, immigration, and civil liberties. This range gives the book the character of a political field guide rather than a narrow policy monograph. The value of that approach is that readers can compare issues that are often discussed separately in the media and see that they are connected by shared questions about government, power, public spending, and social priorities. Because each topic is treated as part of a larger political landscape, the book is especially useful for readers trying to understand why the same coalitions reappear across different debates. It also helps explain why policy disagreements persist. Many issues are not simply technical problems, but conflicts over values, trade-offs, and the proper role of government. Thirdly, a nonpartisan framework that tries to clarify competing arguments without becoming a polemic. The subtitle signals the book's central aspiration to remain nonpartisan while still addressing contentious political realities. In practice, that means presenting major positions in a way that helps readers understand why different sides argue as they do, instead of simply endorsing one camp. This approach is especially useful in a political environment where terms like liberal, conservative, progressive, and centrist are often used loosely or as shorthand for whole packages of beliefs. A nonpartisan guide can reduce confusion by separating issue content from partisan branding. At the same time, the book's framing suggests that neutrality is not the same as false balance. A useful political primer should identify the stakes of a debate, show how arguments are constructed, and indicate where evidence or institutional realities complicate easy slogans. That balancing act appears to be one of the book's main intellectual goals, making it suitable for readers who want clarity more than ideological reinforcement. Fourthly, attention to election systems, campaign finance, and democratic process. The source material highlights the book's treatment of voting systems, gerrymandering, campaign finance reform, and the influence of political machinery on democratic outcomes. These topics matter because they explain how power is distributed before policy is even debated. Gerrymandering, for example, reveals how district design can shape representation, long before voters enter the booth. Campaign finance raises a different problem: how money influences access, messaging, and the scale of political competition. Voting technology and electoral administration introduce another layer, since confidence in results depends on the integrity of the process itself. By including these subjects, the book goes beyond issue lists and asks readers to examine the rules of the game. That makes it more than a policy summary. It becomes a guide to democratic structure, showing that the health of politics depends not only on what leaders believe, but on how elections are organized, funded, and counted. Lastly, a practical reference for readers who need political context, not academic theory, the book's organization and tone appear aimed at general readers who want a usable understanding of politics without wading through specialized political science literature. This practical orientation is one of its distinguishing features. Instead of building an abstract theory of democracy, it gives readers context they can apply immediately to news reports, campaign advertising, and public arguments. That makes it particularly valuable for students, voters, and casual observers who want a working vocabulary for current events. Its format also supports selective reading. Someone can consult a single issue, then return later for another topic, which fits how people often learn about politics in real life. Compared with more technical or narrowly partisan books, this one stands out by trying to be a broad reference guide. Its usefulness comes from synthesis rather than depth in one area, offering a map of the political terrain that helps readers locate themselves within ongoing debates. In conclusion, what you should know about politics. But don't. Fourth edition is best suited to readers who want a structured introduction to American political life and the major disputes shaping it. It is especially useful for students, new voters, and general readers who follow politics regularly, but want a clearer grasp of how institutions, election, and policy arguments fit together. The book's main benefit is not specialized theory, but orientation. It helps readers build a framework for understanding why political actors behave as they do and how major issues connect across the broader system. In a crowded field of political books, it stands out because it tries to cover a wide range of topics without committing fully to one ideological camp or one policy area. That makes it practical as a reference and valuable as a primer. Readers who want a concise but wide-angle view of contemporary American politics are likely to find it more useful than books that argue a single case or focus too narrowly on one controversy. If you would like to support Jessamine Conrad, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.